You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Abel Forth Rumbullion Rum and Love Bucket 309 K Road. Rumbullion? Is that right? Should have read that first.
Welcome, Cassie.
Thanks for having me again.
Cassie from Love Bucket 309 K Road.
How's it?
It's good, it's good.
Is that what your friends call you as well?
Yeah, occasionally.
Now you've come in for another week of an Abel Forth Rumbullion Spice Rum cocktail.
Yeah. Can you ever just say it normally without
Rumbullion Spice Rum?
I don't think he's capable.
Going to some weird Father Christmas place.
It's been a wonderful 5 weeks, guys. Always a treat.
Now, what's in store? What's in store? What sort of angle are we going with this evening for the cocktail corner?
Well, as you can imagine, rum-based again. So this guy is called the Bumbo, which is...
Excuse me.
Basically,
spell that for me.
That is B-U-M-B-O. So that is basically, according to the big dog at Love Bucket, it's like the original spiced rum and the ye old pirate drink.
Tell me more about this massive dog that you have at Love Bucket.
This would be Brandon. Be the manager, but you know, he has dog qualities occasionally. He can be quite frightening.
Kind of like that
possessive
dog that,
over his bar tools.
Is it like that dog that Elijah Wood imagines or whatever?
Similar.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Little mini series thing.
I love how everyone's just pondering that, right?
Oh, you brought the little green buddy again.
Yeah, yes. I've got my elbow. The elbow is a staple,
you're
basically.
Without your elbow, right?
As you can imagine, this one starts off with a cube of demerara and some lime, as you do. So we've got the Bumbo mix. So that's based on, apparently back in the day, it being a pirate drink, pirates would get like a really basic, rough kind of rum and just cut it up with like... I don't want to say fresh because it's a lie, but lime juice and water, and mix it together with a bit of like cinnamon and nutmeg, and that would make a tasty little beverage. But it became so popular that it was actually used, according to B and history, in elections to bribe people.
Okay.
It was referred to as like swilling the planters with Bumbo at the election.
When you say bribe, is it more like sort of knock them out or something, or what was the
influence?
Was it like, here, have this delicious drink, mister?
Well, yeah. You want them to vote
have a delicious,
for you, not
fresh
to
beverage.
Not vote.
Yeah, so. Not to fall down before they get there.
That's fair enough.
But, so that was basically what they did. And so they'd hand these bad boys out and apparently win elections, according to Beam. So.
I was pretty cooked when I voted, but I voted the right way, I think.
Look, someone may have offered you a Bumbo. They might still
but
be they
chew and robbed my house with them.
So this one's a three rum blend, so obviously rum bouillon. Can't have a delicious cocktail
it's
without
in a miscellaneous
rum bouillon
bottle,
rum.
With a bit of duct tape. Sorry, what is that? Damn it.
Yeah, a bit of masking tape.
Masking tape, there you go.
Yep. So it's got blackstrap rum in it, and then gunpowder rum, and then obviously the rum bouillon.
Okay.
It also has
a
little...
It's a rich colour.
It is quite a rich color.
It's almost going red in there. Eh? Okay, no, I'm just going to hold this up to some light.
Yeah, go for it. Very tasty.
What the heck is gunpowder rum?
Yeah, it's nuggety.
So this is getting built in a Boston shaker?
So this is in like a cobbler shaker. So a bullet one though. So it's going to be a little bit different. This is a special one. It's gold.
Cobbler shaker.
Yeah, a little cobbler shaker, but it's actually a bullet shaker though. So hence why you can see by the shape. That's why it looks like that. So this one's pretty special. It's got like the pomegranate molasses, which is a throwback to the grenadine that would go in the original and probably slightly less tasty Bumbo. And then a molasses tincture made in-house. So that was actually made fresh today. I'll give you a little taste because it's really good. So this one's got another overproof rum in it, coffee, vanilla.
Oh, wow.
Cinnamon.
That is like, it's like...
very strong.
Oh, that's
very
almost like the very first black jelly bean ever created, and all the other ones are synthesized off that.
It's in this very bottle.
Dang.
It's very important.
So if I was going to make it at home, I don't really have a hope in hell of
don't
making
that. Don't put too much
tincture
of that in whatever you're doing. I don't think. I'm just
you
heads
probably
up.
Probably could make. I would look it up. People can make pretty much anything these days, or you can make a budget version anyway.
What's the budget version? Just
like reducing something on a stove and hoping for the best.
Okay.
Just get yourself a nice little syrup.
Okay.
You should be fine.
Hoping, John's just writing that down, for the
reducing something on the stove. Okay.
All right, so we start off with our cube, demerara, as you do.
Yep.
Juice of half a lime. Gotta be a decent lime though, so if it's a small one, maybe use the whole thing, depending on the size.
How much was it?
The lime.
Yeah, you know we talk about how much lime is on this radio show.
Probably it's what everybody does. Savagely overpriced.
I'm just trying to fit in.
But it's probably back up at 22 a kilo or some ungodly price.
Smells great.
They're actually coming in really strange, though. We're getting, like, face-sized limes and then ridiculously tiny ones, so I'm not really sure what's happening.
Fingers crossed you get one with the face of Jesus on it.
That's the dream when I'm waiting at the door to receive the limes.
There's nothing better than random food with pictures of Jesus on it there.
All right.
John, what are you doing? Was that straight to the tongue?
I can just take a photo of that. Recipe list rather than write it down.
Oh, it's a great handwriting. Are you shouting out Cassie's handwriting?
Not good. Quite.
Where is it? It's because she writes with the right hand.
Yeah. Look, we've got it here because B likes to change his recipes every 5 minutes as well, so I like to keep updated. But that was a dash of.
We may have to change that nickname when we're at BFM.
All right. Oh, that's true. That doesn't work, does it?
Can we go back to calling him Massive Dog?
Guys? I was going to say, can we just.
B Dog.
Can we call him like.
B what?
Big Dog. Mac Dog.
What about Yeti?
Yeti. Yeah. Can we go with Yeti? What about
Squanch?
Absolutely not please him at all. All right. And then we're doing a bar spoon of the molasses.
If he does end up sacking you, Cassie, we can probably just keep you employed up here just making everyone cocktails on the rigs. Something's getting poured nicely into it. That looks like Panda brand oyster sauce. It's not though, is it?
No, it's a little bit.
It different. Looks like it's about set to hit someone with that thing.
Very dangerous.
Whoa, the pomegranate molasses is tangy.
It is very tangy. It's very tasty though. It's like it doesn't really align with the smell that you get when you kind of put your nose in the bottle as well. So it's always fun to watch people try that out. All right, after that, you want to do 30 mils of cold water. So I've kind of just made that happen on its own with the ice melting away here. And then you're doing 60
mils. This music
mils.
Makes me feel like I'm in a car chase.
Ernie Hawks.
Okay, sorry. You were going 60 mils of...
60 mils of your rum mix. So this is like all equal parts.
If I was to just be sitting at home with crappy rum, what would I do to get there?
Able Force Rum Bullion Spice Rum.
I know, but not everybody is Able Force.
Oh, I see what you did there. Very gifted. I like it.
I get a cut, if they use any of that. Right. How's it work?
It's a no from Pitt. Yeah, good. Alright. So at that point, you're going to shake it pretty heavily over some ice.
I'm going to make a coat
in your bullet shaker or a normal shaker. It doesn't have to be a bullet shaker.
Why have you chosen a bullet shaker?
Why have you chosen that type of ice?
Well, look at this guy. It's pretty fancy.
There's a great gold. Shaker. It's gold!
It is gold.
Finger!
Oh!
Yeah, I don't have to be like quite aggressive with this one, so it's nice.
No, you can't Uber Eats this cocktail, you maniac. Maybe in the future, though. Go to Love Bucket.
Apparently on Saturday night, it's not that busy.
Oh, stop it. Don't do that to us.
Maybe that's the night
that
Cassie
works. They got slammed. Spread the love over the week, guys.
Don't pick on Love Bucket. It's only little.
Alright, large cube. If you've got access to them, you can just buy the trays from pretty much anywhere, but a large cube is better though.
We've got one giant piece of ice.
Yeah. And we got
now we get our own
strain.
Little global warming microcosm gold. Now. Yeah, it's
look
good.
It go.
Actually, the oceans are starting to look like that too.
Normally you want a little bit more froth on this one, but it's kind of hard with the bullet shaker, but just give it a little bit more of a froth.
Yeah, I noticed that your shaking action wasn't quite up with the usual shaker action.
No,
is that just down to the...
it's just smaller and I don't want to brandish it around.
Have you got bartender elbow?
It's got Spanish elbow over there.
Skadoosh.
This last one. Wax.
So it's getting a garnish.
It's getting a couple of garnishes.
How come you chose Kit to open that up? Are you saying that we're not as strong as Kit?
Well, he's next to me.
It's affecting my manhood.
Would you like to... Cross
that's weird, eh? If you don't get that, mate, and I get it, that means that
the
you
judgment,
listened to it or
and
whatever.
And it's on radio. There's no escape.
Kit's going red. Come on, mate.
So then this is cinnamon.
Oh, it's John going
to
do it now. John's hands are too big to even get around there, I think.
It's like cross-threaded across itself.
So Cassie's done it up too tight for everyone to undo. That's probably what it is.
That's usually wax, the issue. Right? It's just wax.
If I get it, am I King Arthur kind of thing? Or?
Is it going to spray everywhere?
Oh, shit.
Okay, while you're struggling with that, I'm just grating
nutmeg
some,
is going in.
Nutmeg and cinnamon over the top as well.
It's Christmas time!
How precious are you about this?
John, pass it on, mate.
Okay, do it in the corner.
Pass it on to me.
I feel like it's going to spray off.
Okay, I get all the glory, remember? Oh, I see, yeah, it's toast.
No, no. Point it that way.
Oh,
I got it. Let the record show that I got it.
Are you? Oh, you're not. You're not even covered in it as well.
Okay, now what do I do?
This is what I told you. You can't do that.
Oh, I'm seeing colours.
I didn't get the droplets.
I think I can feel time.
Yeah. You only get partial points though because I didn't get the dropper.
Okay, now
but this is how we're gonna do this.
What? Is there a dropper in there?
There is a dropper.
Gee whiz, it smells great.
But that's okay because we can dropper it with the knife. So this is coffee and pimento elemental bitters.
It's on me.
I'm very sorry about
that.
Yeah, pimento is like another word for like allspice or clove or something like that. So it's a bit like, it's a little bit similar to the tiki.
How bummed out are you guys that you couldn't open it, but I could?
I'm okay at the moment, but the struggle
broke it or opened it, Kit. I think it's sort of.
I appreciated the struggle from everyone in this room.
You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Oh, we've taken a knife to it now. That's where we're at.
What, do we leave this to chill for 5 seconds?
No, this is absolutely up for you.
Usually he swoops in.
This is using your very own glassware as well, so you can appreciate
that. What sort of glassware
that
it usually goes?
Potbelly kind of glass?
Similar to what I've brought in before, so like an old-fashioned glass, a nice chilled one, crystal glass.
That works though, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this works. This is actually...
Great square to round just position kind of thing going on.
I was quite happy about the shape. Thank you, Kit.
The first sip's quite smoky.
That would be the gunpowder. The gunpowder is like a...
Not actually gunpowder.
Like, yeah, a little bit of gunpowder in it, yeah. But it's that's like a chili, smoky, tobacco kind of flavour.
Smoky kind of cola.
Is there really? There's actually a little bit of gunpowder in there.
Gunpowder rum is infused with gunpowder.
Do you need some kind
that's
of license
the whole
to drink
point.
This drink?
Didn't they make this on ships as well? Wasn't that the whole point?
Oh, happy accident. I see.
Yeah, there's like a desperation on ships.
Oh, there's a few layers here. It's like it's spicy. There's a little bit of... It gets very citrusy.
It's a little bit smoky.
Gunpowder rum came from... The captains used to water down the rum, so they test the proof by putting gunpowder on the rum, and if it's still ignited, then it was a proof.
Maniacs.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Also created a delicious rum, though, so thank you, paranoid people.
To be sure.
There's even a little bit of strange citrus in there, which is probably the tangy from pomegranate molasses.
Yep, you got the lime, the pomegranate molasses. It's all very complimentary. It's basically all just cuddling each other.
It's some kind of science explosion.
I'm all over this one.
It's a bit of a sleeper. It doesn't look good, but
looks better when it's served up at work. You kind of got to come in and see it there.
We're motoring through this. I feel like you could take your time on this one and let this ice melt a little bit.
It's because we've got to...
You could.
Basically got to slip right into the news.
And we're basically slamming this cocktail.
It's probably advised. Maybe you don't sit on a high chair if you come into the bar and order them, but... Something with a back.
Thank you, Love Bucket. Thank you, Cassie.
Very welcome.
Thank you, Rumbling, once
again.
Thanks
for having me the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. You've made 5 amazing cocktails.
Count
and
us.
We can implore everyone that's listening out there, head along to Love Bucket, 309K Road, and get yourself an Able Force Rumbling and Spice Rum cocktail.
Never gets old.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Able Force Rumbullion Rum and Love Bucket 309 K Road.